You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Land of the Good Groove on 95 BFM.
Come on, tell me. I better talk, actually, having trouble getting the next record lined up. Too many names to type and stuff. Anyway, we better go with an early ad break while I get another record on. And Murray Kamik, your host, Kiwi music for the next hour, all sorts of stuff in the funky vein.
Land of the Good Groove on 95 BFM.
Sarebi has just harvested fresh new album Nothing Grows Here and is celebrating by taking it out on tour this May. Treat your ears and eyes to a live rendition of Sarebi's lush new genre-defying record. It'll be your last chance to see Sarebi and full band play in the flesh for the foreseeable future, so don't miss out. Sarebi, Nothing Grows Here album tour, double whammy, Saturday, May 30th. Tickets on sale now from Under the Radar.
Maynard Larkin has galloped out the gate with his stunning new alt-country album, Rattlesnake Boy, out now via Lil Chief Records. Larkin teamed up with Tom Lark to create a cinematic record filled with bittersweet lyricism and charming melodies, which explores the tension between public bravado and private vulnerability. The new album from Maynard Larkin will be launched with a show at Whammy on June 26th and is available now wherever good music is found.
So, what kind of stuff do you like?
I'm really into something independent that can satisfy the mainstream and the nerds. Kind of eclectic, but like in a chill way. Like your uncle would like it, but also your cool younger niece.
So McLeod's then?
Yeah.
McLeod's Brewery tastes as good as it sounds. Based in Waipu, Northland, and family-owned, McLeod's proudly delivers quality brews with a selection of year-round, seasonal, and small-batch beers. Head to mcleods.co.nz to order yours today.
We are gathered here today to bear witness the passing of a legend. They've kept us company, taught us valuable lessons, made us laugh and cry and...
What's going on? Wait, is this a party for me?
Books aren't dead, they're well and truly thriving at Time Out Bookstore, your local independent bookstore and community hub staffed by friendly book nerds. Head to Time Out Bookstore today on 432 Mount Eden Road or shop online at timeout.co.nz.
It's for dancing.
Land of the Good Groove.
Me again, sorry about the delay. I'm still having trouble lining up. I had an LP where the just tracks on the album cover didn't line up with the tracks on the record, and now I have one without a speed, but we'll try it out. Looks like it's 45. It's a Nathan Haynes collaboration. Let's give it a go.
I do know how fascinating it is. As a vocal artist, I shouldn't be eating cheese, yogurt, ice cream type, after work, before rush hour. Kids already home from school and nobody raves on a Wednesday evening. As I was walking in my so glad no one I know lives near me, tracksuit bottoms, white air whack trainers, quickly put on, hold on, Lyrical, isn't that Inside Out? Jumper, just as I saw him. He was tall with a meaning, dark enough to never question which box to tick, shoulders broad enough to make a quarterback insecure, with his will you marry me smile, which released the purest yes I will tea. Hi. Worse than it nearly clearly needed to be. Thought I
after the thinking. The opportunities are linking, but now the brain thinks I'm drinking or possibly lean. It's obscene because I'm real and I'm clean. Okay, you're going to see. Wish I could live this day again. Please, can I live this day again? 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 Yes, I do know how fascinating it is. As a vocal artist, rare and rare. Water fight, sleeping in the garden, calling sick to go beach and eat strawberries type of Tuesday. And I was walking in my slip-on, step cross trainers. Cocoa butter was made for my legs. And right to wear those, aren't you related to Flojo shorts? Confident, carrying myself well. Please don't hate on me. Angela Bassett caught his neck when I saw him. No, no, my bad, no, he saw me. I smiled at his attempt to call me. I continued past him on my journey, but if he walked away, it would burn me. It's too early. So I stop, I turn around, I look at him, and I'm like, hi.
and try to accommodate new waves of thinking. When you take the time to think the world is sinking, you should change that direction and come into play with some real awareness of the styles that those that think can say. Only for a second or a minute, maybe you can find a conscious stance and begin it before too long. We take those move directions like road signs to guide ways along paths too vast to be small-minded when we ask to task. That motivated to vote and install a directional change. Can't you see beyond divisions in the way to solutions of scenarios that powers play? Oh my God, open your eyes and invite change to visit. Shifting is lifting. It's hard now, or is it, man? Heavyweights, we never change ways. Money lies and right lies and highs are seen as something done by those that tries to insinuate into our mind to motivate and align all those that have no fear of a government's crime installing out natural development. Elevate your perception to see beyond deception of lies. See through the eyes that never since inception have taken a step there or ever changed a view from the far right. The slide of life that they give from those that have no might when they have no clothes on. Naked, will they make it? I don't know. They ever stole their flow.
Thank you.
Years. That's Lord Echo with Lisa Tomlins on vocals, Low in the Street. Might be the first time I've played that, not too sure. I don't know the Lord Echo LPs too well. I've got a couple, but I tend to play the singles more. But yes, what was before that? It was Shift Left, Nathan Haynes, which ran into another track, we'll forget about that name. And before that again was Nathan Haynes, Doot Dude, featuring Lyric L. I put it on at the wrong speed. Someone appreciated that because I was proving I was not a computer. There are other ways of proving you're not a computer other than putting records on at the wrong speed. But the very first lot where I just got way behind with typing up the identity of the people, I started with A Papa Herbs. That was the beginning of the show. And then it was an instrumental from a jazz supergroup, Gianmarco Liguori, Kim Patterson, Murray McNabb, and Andrew Atwell. It was a 45 that was put out a few years back, and it was called Beat Instrumental. Then there was another instrumental by the Utes, out of Wellington, I think. Na Iwi'i. Anyway, I should know who the Utes are. Someone might want to tell me. So what are we up to now? We've done our ad break, haven't we? So I'm going to go retro in about 10-15 minutes, but let's go with Back to Dilla, Soul Prophet, featuring the UK vocalist Omar. It's a Kiwi production though. Let's go with it.
Pop, 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 pop. we go back to dinner. Yeah,
be together, stay forever.
Was Light of Day, Sandy Mill, and when she DJs, sometimes she sings along with the tracks, and that's something you'll be pleased to know I don't do. Before that was Frank Booker with Get Here, is it? Get Here? Yes, that's a re-edit. Before that again was Back to Dilla, Soul Prophet, featuring the UK vocalist Omar, and otherwise lots and lots of Kiwis, including, I think, the man behind the project might be Jason Ely. I bought my Back to Dilla 45 from Real Groovy quite a while ago. So what do we do now? Should we take our ad break early? Don't know. I'll just think about that. Yeah, maybe better do now because I'm going to play three from different eras Kiwi soul covers.
Land of the Good Groove.
Tune.
Would you like a Decibel wine?
Sorry, excuse me?
A Decibel wine.
A little louder, please.
Would you like a Decibel wine?
Oh, yeah. Delicious.
Did you say Decibel wine?
Oh, yes, please.
Four for me.
Decibel Wines, a counterculture winery with a delicious tipple for every palate. Use the code 95BFM for 10% off and get one for your next dinner, celebration, night at home. Decibel Wines. Check out the selection at decibelwines.com.
Looking for a guitar with some personality? Check out the selection at Go Cooler Music. Go Cooler Music have a mind-blowing range of vintage and pre-loved gear for professionals, beginners, and left-handed players alike. Yamahas, Epiphones, LTDs, Fender, Gibson, you name it, they've got it. And if you're a student, you get 10% off. Go Cooler Music is open Wednesday till Sunday, 10 till 5 p.m. Check out Go Cooler Music Store at 378 Broadway Newmarket or gokulamusic.co.nz.
95BFM is delighted to present Loomis, the Te Whanganui Atara Wellington Solstice Festival.
Featuring a blazing hot lineup of international artists appearing exclusively in Aotearoa.
Including Saint Levant,
Chanel Beads,
Lydia Lunch,
Snapped Ankles,
and Discovery Zone.
And local superstars Shane Carter performing Reforms with the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra.
Troy Kingi performing Night Lords with album collaborators,
Orchestra of Spheres,
Baroque Voices,
A Taonga Puoro Ensemble with Ricky Gooch, Ruby Solly, Al Frazier, and Sam Palmer,
and more. Plus, chef collaborations with food pop-ups, a bespoke night market, immersive art, poetry, film, and more.
Loomis Festival, from June 9th to 21st in Wellington. For all details and tickets, head to loomis.nz.
Tune!
95BFM, Land of the Good Groove.
Yes, I'm going to play three tracks where it's just Kiwis doing soul covers from the USA. I'm playing the most recent one is Jamie and the Numbers. I'm not playing You Don't Love Me. I'm playing If This Is Love, Then I'd Rather Be Lonely, a very big Northern Soul classic, rather fabulous track. And it's been done by a few people, but of course this will be the only New Zealand version, and it's very fine, as I remember. Then we're going to go to a really tight old 60s, Kansas City by Dinah Lee, flip side of a big hit, Do the Blue Beat with Max Merritt, and the Meteors playing behind it, so it's sharp as playing. Sounds like the Elvis Presley band. You know, that good. And what's the final one? Oh, that'll be, the Pneumatics. They had a B-side of Land of a Thousand Dances. Not sure what the audio quality's like, but you're going to find out soon. Jamie and the Numbers.
Yeah.
right. That was an old live track from the Pneumatics, Land of a Thousand Dances. Before that, we heard from way back in the 60s, Kansas City, Dinah Lee, backed live in the studio, I presume, Max Merritt and the Meteors. And that was a very fine recording. It's just the B-side of a Viking single, Do the Blue Beat, which, of course, is the one we know. So, that was fun. What have we got lined up? We've got a Solar Rosa track. I think it's called Running. It's a little distance from me. Let's just let it go. Let it run. That was Running by Solar Rosa, and a very fine track. It's actually the last vinyl record I have by Solar Rosa. But I think there's one since then. Don't know if it's on vinyl. But anyway, what do we do? We've got to finish. Oh, by the way, I'm at Clevedon this evening from 6 to 9 p.m. That's Clevedon Hallertau, joining the Holiday Exit traffic this afternoon. That will be fun. Not really. But anyway, I'm just going to finish with, when I was a child, there used to be a group called Howard Morrison Quartet who used to put out novelty songs about sort of battles in the Waikato. And when I think the All Blacks agreed to tour South Africa and with no Maori players, there was a song called There's No Maoris in the Scrum or something. Was that, it was possibly something, another slightly different title. But anyway, this one was possibly the worst, and I wanted to finish with it. In terms of their gimmicky songs, I Want to Cut Your Hair. Howard Morrison.
Under the Good Groove on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.